Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert strategies and practical advice so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're at pleasuremechanics.com, please check out our complete suite of online courses and video guides designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our online offerings. In this episode, we are going to be talking about a very fun game that can be used to heighten sexual pleasure, and it is one you may not have ever thought of, but we're going to give you some tips on how to try it out. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Dave writes, I'm practicing male chastity and have now gone 13 days without an orgasm. This is the longest I've gone since I was a teenager learning how to masturbate. Orgasm denial is part of our sex play now. I'm wondering if soon I'll have a wet dream to get rid of the excess sperm. I haven't had one since I was in my early 20s. I'm 58 now. Do I need to have sexual dreams or will it just happen on its own?
So we'll answer the question about ejaculations and nocturnal emissions later on in this episode. But what this question prompted me to think about was the erotic game of tease and denial. And what Dave is experiencing of kind of chastity play and orgasm denial over long terms of time is part of this larger category of tease and denial, also called erotic sexual denial or orgasm control. And what all of these games have in common is you willingly exchange the power. So one person in the relationship gets to say when the other person gets to come. And it often involves these long periods of building up a lot of pleasure and anticipation and desire for an orgasm and then denying that orgasm. And so that anticipation draws out over hours or days or even weeks. And this game can be super fun for everyone to try out. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to do that and why you might want to.
So let's talk about the two different parts of it. There's the tease and the denial. So the tease is where you're really building up the desire and arousal. You're creating an extended experience of high states of arousal.
And this can either be in the moment. So if you're doing a tease and denial scene for just an hour or two, then it can be about creating lots of physical arousal and then bringing you to the point of orgasm and then denying you that orgasm and doing that again and again. And that can be really fun. In a bigger long-term way, it can be about creating a whole relationship around teasing and around building up anticipation to sex and then saying no and verbal teasing, and you work it into your relationship, and so you're kind of living in this state of desire and need and longing and not knowing when relief will ever come. And usually this is practiced with the woman in control and the man being teased, but it can really go either way. But for the one being teased, what this does is it suspends them in this state of where they're being played with, they're being toyed with. Their partner is building up desire without any promise of actually going through with sex. And for the other person, it gives them complete control over when and how sex happens. And a lot of women really love this because they have their lover in this constant state of longing and of desire for them and of aching for their touch, but they get to call the shots. And a lot of women report that this is a very empowering experience. It gives them a lot of excitement over actually planning what kinds of sex can happen. Some women play with this by initiating sex that's all about their pleasure. So they force their male lovers to give them lots of orgasms and go down on them for hours at a time, but then never attend to the male's needs. And then they kind of continue that tease and denial into the next day. And you can play with this. And it's a way of just creating a certain erotic charge in your relationship that can be very exciting and liberating and shake things up. And if you're going to try this, I would suggest trying it for shorter periods to start and see how you both feel about it, and only then go into longer periods of it.
So the denial part is when you are refusing orgasm. So you're refusing the relief of coming, or it's refusing genital touch altogether. So you're really playing with the tease in an emotional way, in a
psychological state of arousal, which for a lot of guys is thrilling. And you can even include chastity devices. There are all sorts of cock and ball cages that some men love wearing, and their partner holds the key and you get to pee through them, but they refuse you any kind of direct stimulation. And of course, through that denial, you're creating a lot of attention. This is kind of using the taboo nature of desire to your advantage, where when something is denied, you of course want it even more. It's like the kid in the cookie jar, and they see the cookies and they know they're there and they can't have them. And so they just spend hours gazing at the cookie jar and wanting that cookie more than anything else in the world. And when you play with this around orgasm and around genital stimulation, it actually focuses a ton of your attention on what you're being denied. And some people just really get off on this. It's not a game that's going to thrill everyone, but the people that do love it.
Right. So I think your recommendation of trying it in smaller sections of time is a great one, because some people can get very annoyed by not getting any genital stimulation or being denied. So it'll really depend on what you're, how you get turned on. But I think this piece of it being a fun game that a lot of women enjoy around having power and directing the entire sexual experience is a really good one, and one that's worth exploring and experimenting, even if it's in small stages or in little micro bits. Because I think there's something really powerful about that.
And you can do it, say you have a Saturday sex night planned where the kids are going to be out of the house and you have Saturday blocked out for a date night. You may choose to spend all week teasing him and telling him all of the things you want to do to him and telling him, but you're not allowed to come until then, like no masturbation, save it all up for me. And this creates that anticipation all week long towards your date night. And then when you get there, he is, you know, brimming and ready to explode and ready to service you. And then on that night, maybe you draw it out and make him give you a full body massage and give you lots of oral sex, and all with the promise of an orgasm coming that he's been anticipating all week. So you can have different flavors. It can be kind of a fun light tease, or it can be very harsh and very, your cock is mine, who do you belong to, baby, you know? And the way, the style you play with it is totally dependent on your dynamic as a couple. But the overall theme here is really heightening what's erotic for most of us, which is anticipation and taboo. And those two elements together can create just a huge amount of psychological turn-on. And when you choose to elevate them, it can become a very thrilling dynamic that you can choose to incorporate in moments or not.
Now let's talk about the health implications of this kind of play. There is this conversation about blue balls that happens, and it seems as though some men get this more intensely than others. For some, it doesn't exist at all. For others, it is an experience that they have, but that it's not a serious medical concern.
Blue balls meaning the congestion and discomfort associated with building up arousal without an ejaculation. And as I was growing up as a teenager, it was kind of used as a way of pressuring girls into doing things they didn't want to do. Like, hey, don't leave me with blue balls. Don't be a cock tease. And I was under the impression that literally their balls were going to explode all over the place if I didn't give them an ejaculation, or that they were going to be left with this debilitating pain. And the reality of it is men can get aroused and then get soft or have erections that then go away without an ejaculation with absolutely no health implications. Some men experience a certain ache or congested feeling around denied ejaculations, but it's not really a medical issue or something that's going to send you to the hospital. So I think we need to set that aside as a cultural myth.
And some level of massaging the pelvis and the area can help bring blood to the area and release some of that congestion. So if you're really having a concern, I mean, if your balls are actually getting any kind of blue, please do go see a doctor.
You might be becoming a Smurf.
But generally speaking, there is no medical concern.
Right. There is a medical condition, to take a little diversion down penis lane, is called priapism, which is an erection that won't go away, where your cock stays hard for hours and hours and hours, and that can actually be very medically concerning. So that's not about the congestion in the testicles, that's about an erection that won't go down. And if you have an erection for more than an hour at a time and it's not going away no matter what you do and what you think about, you might want to then go to a doctor, because that can actually be a problem. So, public service announcement on penis medicine lane. Now let's go back to blue balls.
And ejaculations.
So ejaculations are actually medically required for a healthy male sexual system. What ejaculations do is they help flush out fluid from the entire sexual system and keep that fluid fresh and healthy. An ejaculation is fluid that comes from several different parts of the male sexual system, the testicles included, and the prostate. And if you think about the male sexual system, part of its job is production of this fluid and expulsion of this fluid. And when you don't have an ejaculation for days or weeks at a time, the fluid gets backed up and it starts getting stagnant.
So a lot of doctors are recommending men come at least 3 to 7 times a week so that the fluid is flushed out. Because when it does stay stagnant, that's when bacteria can start to grow. It's kind of, think of it like a dirty sponge.
Yeah, if you leave that wet sponge in your sink for days on end,
it kind of starts getting a little gross. And when you
Spanky.
When you squeeze it out through the process of having an ejaculation, you rinse it, you release it, and then new fresh fluid comes into it. So they're attributing some of this stagnancy to some prostate issues. So a lot of urologists are recommending having regular orgasms to keep your...
regular ejaculations.
So, thank you. Regular ejaculations to keep your sexual system in tip-top condition.
And so this is important to think about. Like our listener in his question talked about not having an ejaculation for 13 days. That is starting to get into dangerous territory when it comes to your health. And so if you want to play with prolonged tease and denial and orgasm control, we really encourage you to work in ways of giving him ejaculations that make sense for your game or part of your game, but it's going to happen one way or the other. And so this is where nocturnal emissions come in. Nocturnal emissions are the body's way of flushing out stagnant fluid if you're not doing it yourself during daylight hours. And people of all ages can have nocturnal emissions. And on a side note, again, like women actually sometimes have nocturnal orgasms. But if the body is really backed up, it will start creating those ejaculations not associated with orgasm to push the fluid flow and keep the system healthy. But we really recommend more than that. So we think that it's important that if you're playing this game and you're using tease and denial, orgasm control in your sex life, find ways to make him earn an orgasm. And that could be clean the house and you get to ejaculate, or service me head to toe and you get to ejaculate. You can still make it part of your power game and keep it fun and keep it exciting. But we think it's important to ejaculate at least a couple times a week to keep the male sexual system healthy.
And of course, these are all complicated by the fact that there are all of these Taoist systems where they recommend non-ejaculating orgasms. But in those systems, you're still having orgasms, you're just not ejaculating, and you're moving and circulating a lot of the energy and the fluids. They're just going back into the body. So those are much more complicated procedures. It's still making sure that things are not getting stagnant,
right?
But it's a different system.
It's a very advanced sexual skill to cultivate those skills, to have internal emissions, and that's not the same as denying all sorts of sensation and stimulation of the system. So keep that in mind.
And if you want to explore that,
read some Montauk Chia. So we hope we have introduced you to a new game that you can play in your relationship. And remember that the tease and denial erotic game can come in many different forms. It can be one session for an hour where you're bringing a man to the brink of orgasm and then backing off and doing that again and again and again, with or without an ejaculation at the end. Or it can be more of a lifestyle where one of the partners gets to say when, where, and how orgasms occur, and that is eroticized and enjoyed by both partners, and that you can have a lot of fun with that. And this is really just a way of heightening the erotic elements of anticipation and taboo, and we can all play with it in different ways. So let us know how it goes if you play with this in any way. Let us know how your experience went. We would love to hear your stories. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and share your stories, ask your questions, suggest topics for future episodes of Speaking of Sex. And while you're on the site, please do check out our complete suite of online courses and video guides designed to help you become a better lover and enjoy the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our online offerings. We are thrilled to guide you every step of the way as you create an amazing sex life. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.